Blog Talk Radio.
Going on. I'm trying to open up the chat room. Let's see. Small chat open here. Okay, let's see if this is working now. Okay, it looks like it's opening. Okay, I'll open up the video chat. Anyway, it's Wednesday. Half of the week is over. Well, it's actually my Thursday. Tomorrow's my Friday, but I'm always doing something just like my idol, my hero, man I look up to, Jackie Chan. Anyway, you know, it's around the holiday season. You know, everybody's going crazy with all sorts of things. But, you know, the one thing I got to bring up is about Friday. Now, the world is not going to end on Friday because I'm going to a big, huge barbecue on Saturday. So there. And another reason why the world doesn't end, because, you know something? I haven't worked with Jackie Chan yet. So, anyway, I just know that the world is not going to end. And, you know, I believe in God and stuff like that, but seriously, yeah, I know I'm talking 100 million miles a minute. I'm just so overtired. I don't even know how long I'm going to do this show for, but I have the video chat open. There's two telephone numbers, and once again, just remember, do not call in and talk about sexual orientation, politics, and religion. This is to inspire people to go after their dreams and just go for it. And just remember, you are as good as anybody else in this world, whatever your dream may be. Hey, you know, I may not understand what your dream is, but, you know, everybody has a right to, just like with my dream with Jackie Chan. And, well, to get back to the numbers and then the dream, first, go back to the numbers. Now, remember, be very respectful. This is my show. If you want some other crazy show or whatever, go to another show. Anyway, two call-in show numbers, 347-989-1473, 347-989-1473. And the other one, 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. I've actually been up since 3 a.m. this morning. Yes, I have. Can you believe that? Well, maybe around 4, actually, but I've been up. I am so wired because I'm so overtired. I can't wait. I don't know if I'm going to do a half-hour show. But anyway, if you really think about this, now, I've been in around the industry for about 10 years, you know, trying to do things, and some of the work I've done, I don't have any proof of what I've done because people do not give me DVDs and stuff that I'm doing. So it's just slowly starting to come to me. You know, I have YouTube stuff. I don't even know when I'm going to ever make a demo, but I am doing a couple things. I'm working on cell care. Maybe I should take a breath. Calm down. Yes, sometimes I get very hyper. I'm a spaz. What can I say? I mean, anyway, to get back to what I was talking about with Jackie Chan, I'm trying very hard to get to work on a set with him next year. And no, Jackie Chan is not retiring. People, get it out of your heads. I don't care what the media says. Do you know how many films Jackie Chan is doing next year? Come on, really now? People want to keep telling me. No, I got the hookup. I got the 411 of Jackie Chan. I am a true Jackie Chan fan. He's my friend. So I definitely know Jackie Chan is not ready to retire. People, really, stop. I'm so sick of the media saying, oh, Jackie's ready to retire. Stop taking words out of Jackie Chan's mouth. He is not getting retired anytime soon. He says he wants to slow down a little bit. There's a big difference. Now, you got to, like, really think about this. Jackie Chan is 58 years old. Man, the guy can still move. But if you were someone by the age 58, almost broke every single bone in your body, what are you going to keep doing the things you've been doing since you were 20? I don't think so. Give the man a little respect, huh? He's a little bit older. He's not old. He even said it himself that he's going to do films until he's 80. I mean, come on, really now? Leave the man alone. Let him do his thing. So he may not be able to go up to 3 stories. He can go up 1 story. And let me just say something, okay? Jackie could probably even still outdo some 20-year-olds. So give the man some respect, okay? And, you know, just to let you know, I mean, I've been working hard, trying to do things myself, not wanting to do any nudity, any kissing scenes. And when I first started 10 years ago getting into the business, people just wanted to give me the hoe scenes, the slut scenes, the nudity. And I'm like, no. And everybody's like, you know, this was when I was really cut and kind of buffed from working in martial arts. And people say, take that as a compliment. I go, no, because that's not the role they want to do. And they're like, well, you're not a big star. You should be taking anything. No, why should I just have to take any roles? I should not have to take those type of roles that I do not want to do. So slowly, I started finding people. And I know for a fact there are people that are helping me, and I know I'm going to go to China, and I know I'm going to work on a Jackie Chan film set. I know it. There's no doubt about it. I don't care what anybody says, because anybody that says anything, you are not in my life. You don't walk around with me. You do not live with me 24 hours a day, because this is my life. And if anybody has a dream, I don't care what it is, whatever it may be, if you want to act, sing, dance, whatever it is, you know, you can find ways. There's so many ways to do different things nowadays. I mean, look at the technology. You can learn to edit your own videos. I mean, okay, maybe you have to start doing crappy YouTube videos, but let me just say, I have to give some props to some people that are really great at what they're doing. And it's something that these guys are really amazing. EMC Monkeys, you have got to see the EMC Monkeys. Go to their YouTube channel. I swear to God, these guys are awesome. And you're just gonna, they'll just blow you away. And little tip, Zing, Zen, oh my gosh, I have to learn to pronounce these names. I mean, what kind of professional would I be? I know I have a Bostonian accent. It's this authentic Bostonian accent. Yes, I must breathe. Focus, Daniel Sun, focus. But Zen, it's spelled X-I-N, He is the head monkey, the leader of the EMC Monkeys. I think you can find EMC Revolutions. They have fan pages that I'm actually, they have a Facebook page, but I'm doing a fan page I started. And then he was actually one of Jackie Chan's disciples. That's right. Head Monkey was a Jackie Chan disciple. Now, the funny thing about Sen, someone posted Urban Ninja with him on it. Now, this was a few years back. I had no idea who Sen was. And I was like, man, this guy's crazy. He's just absolutely out of his mind. He's doing all these flips. He's jumping off roofs. I'm going, oh, my God, what a nut. And he's just doing all these things. And I think it was from Jeffrey DiBiase. I think he might have posted on my wall. I can't remember who it was, but it might have been Jeffrey. And I think he might have posted on the wall. Like, I didn't know a few years back who this guy was. And then it's like learning more, doing my homework, finding out the greatest stunt people in the whole business in all different countries, you know, doing my homework and getting to know these guys and just going, oh, my gosh, looking to him and seeing, you know, the stuff he does. He's absolutely amazing. I mean, the EMC Monkeys, there's no one like them out there. I mean, they do these YouTubes. You guys will not believe these are YouTube videos. You have to check out the EMC Monkeys and just, you know, leave them a comment and say, yeah, Shelly Hunchucks told me to check you guys out. And they have a Facebook page. They, you know, they work really hard. They're just absolutely nuts. I don't know all their ages, but I think they're in their 20s, so it might have a little bit of Jackie Chan flavor to it. Oh, boy, I need a drink. I need to drink some of this juice. Anyway, I'm just getting over a really bad cold, so I took a little time off, and I just had to regroup. I'm starting feeling a lot better, and I feel very blessed, happy, blessed, and yes, I'm wicked, wicked overtired, and I get the wicked from the boss, you know, like wicked pissed. Yes, I'm, I am spaz, but I'm so wicked overtired, and I mean, you can just see how I bring energy to a Jackie Chan film. Can you picture it? I talk funny as it is. Jackie Chan talks funny. I talk funny. We'd be awesome on a set together. I have so much improvisational skills, comedy skills from doing this there. I got it coming out of my butt and my ears and my nose, every orifice that you can think of, you know, doing those dinner theaters. And, you know, it was awesome. When you get paid like $25 an hour to do those dinner theater shows, you know, I mean, I didn't go to school for it. It's just something I had a natural ability to do. And when you're there, you have to be, like, on the ball because you're in front of a live audience. It's a little bit scripted, the shows. It was comedy weddings, and I used to have my hair up really big. People thought it was a wig, and they used to call me Marge. Like, you know, not as the character that I was doing, but, you know, just having all this stuff that I could do, I could bring it. And I know I could bring it on a Jackie Chan set. I have no doubt in my mind. I know for a fact that I can work with Jackie Chan. I know Jackie Chan would love me because he's a spaz too. I mean, if you really, really think about it, who in their right mind, who would be that normal to do what Jackie Chan does? No one. I mean, the stunt people are the craziest people in the business. You have to really think about that because what they're doing, no normal person in your right mind would do what the stunt people do. And I have so much respect for the stunt people, you know, stunt guys. I've looked up to these guys for years, and these are the guys that I want to work with. I don't care what anybody else in the business is doing. It's like, you know, getting to slowly talk with the guys that I've looked up to my whole life. I feel so blessed, and I'm so honored and happy. And it's just that admiration and that respect. And to work side by side, it just would feel normal to work with these stunt people because this is the stuff I watched my whole life growing up in, you know, that crazy 70s, 80s kung fu dub stuff. You know, you guys know what I'm talking about. It's the crazy kung fu stuff, the kung fu theater that was on, I think, back in Boston. I don't know how it was for the rest of the country. It was on Channel USA. I think back in Boston, it might have been Channel 26 or something in USA. It had Kung Fu Theater. Excuse me. I've got a cold, so excuse me. Kung Fu Theater. It had the craziest kung fu, the moves and stuff. And the dubbing, oh, it's horrible. It was just atrocious. The dubbing for the Kung Fu Theater back in the 70s and 80s, it was so bad. It's just, you know, I don't know what my fascination was. It was always Marshall Sen watching it. I was just very fascinated with people's movements. You know, I mean, just watching these films, I don't know if they seem cheesy or not, but to me, I was fascinated with the movements that these guys had. And I was like, man, I want to do some of this stuff. I want to do the crazy flips, and I want to jump off cars, flip over guys' heads and stuff like that. Those are the things that I want to do, watching those guys do it for many years. So in my 30s, I went into a dojo. Yep, age 34. And I was like, you know, I think I wanted to train in Jeet Kune Do, but I don't think there was anybody available at the time to teach it. I looked around, and I didn't see any places that taught it. So I was watching Only the Strong, and I watched it about 50 million times, and looking into capoeira. So I was driving in Everett, Massachusetts on Broadway, and I went by the studio, and I was like, you know, I kept driving by it, and I said, you know, something I wanted to do my whole life. And I said, okay, this has got to be the time for me to get into martial arts, 34 years old. So I stepped into the dojo, and the first guy that talked to me, his name was Malouk, and I think that means kind of crazy. No, in capoeira, you get a martial arts nickname. And it's something that your teacher gives to you. My teacher, instructor, his name's Kavir. I think it means the skull or something. I think that's what his name is. He also has a skull. I mean, this was at the time where I was studying capoeira. I haven't seen Kavir in a while. I mean, I do have another teacher now, which is Ahura. But at that time, you know, it was just something that I have to say, I never experienced anything like that. And it was also taught mostly in Portuguese. I mean, people spoke English and stuff, but the lessons were actually taught in Portuguese. And let me say, I couldn't even finish half the class. I got so ripped. I have to say it was the most amazing shape of my whole entire life, training about 3 to 4 nights a week in a dojo in capoeira. And I got to go to the performances. I traveled with the shows for a little while. And that gave me the confidence to get into acting. Actually, that's martial arts. It hires your self-esteem. And to be able to get into acting, people are like, you know, Shari, you should get into acting. I'm like, you know, I don't think I'm very beautiful enough. And they're like, you don't understand it, Shari. People were trying to tell me, it says, acting is about based on emotion. And that's what acting is really about. Now, some parts, they might want a certain look for certain things, but there's so many different parts out there for so many different films. I mean, there's theater and everything out there. And I was like, okay. So I got into Joy Maria's Italian Comedy Wedding, and I played a big hair bridesmaid. So then I went on to do Clatterbing. And I was an original cast member, Mia Midori, in that with a big, huge hair. And I came out with nunchucks and, you know, just cracking people off. And there's some people who I do miss, you know, working with in the shows, in the dinner theater shows that, you know, I do miss because I did enjoy doing the theater shows. And it gave me so much experience and so much self-esteem that I even started getting into filming. And I need a drink again. Hold on for 1 second. Excuse me, this coat is still lingering on. But I got on set of The Gambling. I mean, I've told this story so many times, and I had this big, crazy conversation with The Rock screaming in the Gillette Stadium, and he pointed up to me and stuff like that. I've told it so many times, and maybe someday I'll tell it again, but that I worked on the set of The Women and, you know, just doing a couple indie films. But, you know, a lot of times when you get into indie films, I mean, when I started doing this web series, and then it's like at the time I thought it was the greatest thing. But evolving more and more, you know, thinking, okay, there's stuff that I don't want to do. Now, I do still get a lot of emails from Boston Castin, Jody Purdy. Jody Purdy, you know, if you're listening to this, thank you very much. You know, you're the sweetheart. I just, like, I'm glad that you're my friend and you keep in touch with me. And Jody Purdy, she's actually a person that's been working with those Boston Hollywood-type films. She does a lot of casting. And yes, people, to let you know out there, this is true. And you hear about you have to do all these payments and all this stuff for all these sites and everything to get auditions. Listen, go to Jody Purdy, J-O-D-I, Purdy, P-U-R-D-Y, and she's in the Boston area, and she has her own casting coming. There is nothing to join. It's not like, okay, you go to a site and there's a hidden fee. There's nothing like that. You go with your friend Jody, and she sends you email for auditions and everything like that that she's associated with. And if you look her up, you'll see everything. You can see her page and everything. And she's been casting so many films and with thousands of people, and she remembers a face. So you know, just friend to say, hey, Shelly Nunchucks told me about you, you know, what's going on? And there's nothing, nothing that's going to cost you to go and speak with Joey. There's no fee. There's no hidden fee. She'll send you emails. You know, all the Boston films, she works on those sets. She cast them. This woman, like a superwoman, and she's like a Wonder Woman, a casting person. Let me tell you, and she's awesome. She's very sweet. She's like a sensei of casting people because when she's on set, very level-headed, and she's very kind, too. And it's like, that's kind of amazing in the business when she's dealing with so many people, level-headed, and she just, you know, she's like a sensei of the casting people. She, you know, it's just such an amazing woman, and I hope to see her again, and maybe after the holidays, I might be taking her, she asked me to come down to see her after the holidays, so I might be down, you know, come to visit afterwards. So, Jody, if you're listening, hello, girlfriend! And so things keep leading to me more and more, you know, doing fan club pages and, you know, making contacts for myself. And, you know, I don't care if, you know, people say that they never heard of me. I just honestly don't care. I know what's going on in my own life, and that's what matters. And I'm so proud and so honored. The things that I'm working on and I'm trying to get, you know, I had to postpone my filming for my film, The Dishwasher, which is dedicated to Jackie Chan. First of all, I got to get it done, but I know I'm going to get it to Jackie Chan. And it's about a dishwasher, who I am in the lead. And I've got people who are trained. You know, Anthony, he's one of my leads. He's actually a trained stunt guy, a young man who's actually went to stunt school, and he is my lead. And I already know that you have to be careful with what you're doing, and you don't want to get hurt. And, you know, I wish to dear God I could do a flip, learn how to do a flip. I've never done a flip before. You know, I did a cartwheel, I guess, and I learned how to do a cartwheel in the dojo. Never did a cartwheel as a kid, but I learned how to do a cartwheel in the dojo. No, real big deal. But to me, it kind of was because I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. I never did a cartwheel in my life, but it's in the dojo. And, you know, it's just like one thing is leading out of my path. I followed it. And, you know, working on the film that I'm working now, let me just say, Sal Kier, I have to say, working with Ahura Zakor Dalida, this is the hottest film set I've ever worked on. And, you know, it's something that I just know. Where if I can't finish doing Sal Kier, I'll never be able to work with Jackie Chan. For me, I just feel like Sal Kier, what Ahura is doing with me, he's preparing me for Jackie. Not that he's really doing that, but to me, this is what Sal Kier, what it feels like, my preparation before I get to work with Jackie. So that's what I feel like it is. And I need another sip of my juice. Oh. So, you know, it's like one thing leads to another, like getting bigger and bigger. And, you know, it's kind of funny because people thought I wasn't good enough for this, wasn't good enough for that, wouldn't give me chances. Well, guess what? Slowly more and more people are giving me chances. And those people that turn me down, turn me away, guess what? I know I'm going to work on a Jackie Chan set next year. And Jackie Chan, he's bigger than the people that turn me away. So what does that tell you? They may not thought I was good enough, but, you know, I tend to think that Jackie Chan would think I'm good enough for his set. So if Jackie Chan is one of the biggest international superstars in the world, internationally, and I know I'm going to work with him, what does it tell you? You know, I don't have to prove anything to myself. I'm doing this for myself. This is what I want. I don't, for the rest of my life, I don't need any birthday presents. I don't need any Christmas presents or anything like that. The one thing I want is to work with Jackie Chan. So I know I'm going to get it because the universe knows. Everybody in the whole world knows. Everybody in the Jackie Chan community knows I want to work with Jackie Chan. And there's no ifs, ands, and buts. And no matter what anybody says, I know I'm going to work with Jackie Chan. So right now, I'm going to take a little break. And I'm going to play a song. When am I not playing a song? The song is Feel. It's by Triceptor Studio with Crosby Tatum, Laz and Cat. So what I'm doing is playing this song and, you know, back to one of my bros, back Crosby Tatum, playing this for you. And I had the honor of being in this video, too.
Yeah. Laz Ritz. Cata B. Miss Smith and Envy. For little 9, y'all. Yeah.
stop. Yeah, Triceptors Studio. Check it, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant dog on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put yours on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Fuck you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do the spell, don't waste no time. Ooh, ah, ha, ha, ooh.
Canada, Triceptor Studios, Crosby, Canada, bro, Triceptor Studios for life. And I once again want to play a song called Babel Song. I played it at the beginning of the show. Why this song is very dear to me, it is actually one of our songs from Falkir. And the Babel Song, what it is, it has that epic feel to it. And like with any type of film, you have to have epic music for epic films. And playing a superhero, which I'm finally doing, which I'm so thankful for a horror for believing in me, for giving me a lead, to show that I'm a strong woman, but I'm caring at the same time. This is a film role I've been waiting for my whole life. And I feel honored and blessed to be a Valkyrie, to play a superhero. So to be in this film, it is a dream come true for me. I mean, of course, you know, me working with Jackie Chan, that's going to be a big dream for me. But I want people to understand about this song, with Battle Song. You're going to feel it, and it's from the man, the myth, the legend himself, Uhura Zukor Dalisa, and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. So here we go with Battle Song.
Thank you.
with the man, the myth, the legend, the horse, the core, the lizard, and his beautiful, lovely white tsunami. Anyway, you know, you guys can't see it, but my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Giddy. Yes, I have a cat named Jackie Chan. She's like, love me, love me. She's butt head with me. She's like, love me. But, you know, she's adorable. She actually was a stray. And funny thing is, with animals that I get, they show up. That's how I get a pet. She was actually in my backyard, and there's like a lot of cats around here where people just throw them away. So a couple years ago, when I first got my apartment here, she was running around, and I was in my car. And she just came out, you know, I just get in on the car. She came out running out, and she went, and she took off. And I'm like, what the heck? I was like, Psycho Kitty. So she kept showing up, running out of the bushes, taking off. I'm like, what the hell is up with this cat? So the next time I got cat food, and she's like, I was like, okay, you want some food? I put her on the ground because I didn't know what she was going to do. And next, you know, she's trying to get in my pocketbook. I'm like, okay. And so she started following me to my apartment. Next thing I know, had a cat. Yep, had a cat, had her ever since. Going from the skinny little thing, bone sticking out, to chubby, wubby cat. I mean, she loved, and I love her. All this silliness about a cat. And, of course, only Shelly Moonchucks would have a cat named Jack Chan. But she's not a bad kitty. She's a very good cat. And I'm thinking about getting a second kitten so she'd have a little friend. And right now I'm babysitting a snake. I'm still trying to pick it up, but, you know, I'm learning how to feed this snake. And it's kind of an amazing animal. And, no, don't worry. It's not a type that's going to eat the kitty. But, you know, it kind of really is kind of paying attention to me. I get the vibration from when I'm talking to it. And saying the snake's name lifts its head up and kind of goes near me. Now, I've never picked up a snake before, and I want to have, you know, I'm not afraid of snakes or anything, but I was like, you know, I just don't know how to pick up a snake. So I'm going to try to pick up a snake, you know, taking care of. The easiest animal to ever take care of a pet is a snake. So, you know, I'm going to go, you know, check him out in a little while, taking care of, and Kitty's very good. She doesn't bother him, but I do intend to think I'm going to get another little kitten or something. So she has a little friend. And anyway, to get back to dreams, enough with Kitty Cat. I know some people are like, oh, my God, Shelly Newsweek's all she's talking about, a cat, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, anybody that has a dream, you know, if you ever want to call in and talk about it, believe me, I will not let anybody harass you. There is 2 call-in numbers. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be on this phone for. I'm exhausted. I need a shower. I haven't even eaten dinner yet. I don't even know if I'm going to fall asleep in my clothes in the bed. That's how tired I am. There's 2 call-in numbers, so if you feel free to call in, remember, be respectful. You know, it's 347-989-1473, 347-989-1473, or 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. But I'm telling you, I'm just feeling like crashing. Pretty soon I think I'm going to crash. And, you know, I do look forward to having some guests on the show. I got in contact with some stunt guys, and they're martial artists. So I look forward to having guests on my show. And I will let you guys know, Don the Dragon Wilson, which he does go, you know, he's a martial artist. You know, look him up on YouTube. You'll know exactly who is. James Wu, another guest that will be on my show. And I'm hoping Latif Crowder, he's one of my Capoeira brothers. I don't know if I can get, I would love to get Mark DeCascos. I don't know if I could ever get Jackie Chan, but, you know, nothing's impossible. Anything can happen. You know, I'm looking for other guests in 2013, maybe more martial artists, anybody that has a dream or whatever. You know, you can call in, because what you have to do is really think about your life. Are you happy? You know, just because you have a 9-to-5 job, are you really happy in what you're doing? Maybe it's like something where you have to revalidate your life. Now, of course, some people, they have families, they have to pay, you know, roof over your head. And it's kind of like what I see is people, they get bitter and they get sour. And I don't know what it is. Maybe something dies within their heart as they get older. do they regret not doing stuff in their life? I don't know, because I think it's none of my business to ask people. But in my life, I'm very happy and content with what I'm doing because it's what I want to do in my life. And what the thing I always say, the thing that you have to get away is from energy-sucking vampires. You know, people that just want to bring you down, that are totally unhappy all the time and just want to be there to see what they can get out of you or steal from you. And that's what people do. Well, not all people, but you know what I mean. You probably have people like that in your life, and what you got to do is get away from them. And that's basically all you have to do to put a step and a foot in the right direction. Now, I can't tell you exactly what to do and how to do your dream. I just did it one step at a time, just looking into things. And I need another drink. Don't worry, it's just juice. It's not alcohol. Even though I know that a couple people out there say, hey, look, what would it be like if Shelly Nunchucks got drunk? Have you some sake? No, I'm not really a big drink. I don't smoke or do drugs. And, you know, and I just, it's not my thing. And I got to admit, I've been a little lazy about working out lately because I just had a little bit of cold, a little bit touch of the flu, but I'm starting to feel better, starting to get strong again. And I've always loved working out. Always loved working out. I worked in gyms and, you know, opening them up and stuff back in Boston. And I do miss working out in gyms. It's just the atmosphere. I'm not talking about the smelly sweat and all stuff like that, but it's just something that's working in a gym is one of the most positive places to work. I would even love to work even part time, get a part time job at a gym here, but you know, they're just further away. Because I've always loved working out. And, you know, I don't really need someone to tell me how to work out because I know how to work out. And, you know, I mean, I wanted to be a personal trainer. I was looking to be certified back in Boston, and that's what I was going to start getting into. But I was kind of like, you know, my life took a different turn, and I got into acting. And the weirdest thing is I've always wanted to act and do these things that I've always wanted to do that I'm doing now. It was over 20 years ago, but I never gave up deep inside. But I guess, you know, things can lead you astray. The wrong people can lead you astray, and that's what happened to me. And they were the worst people I could have ever been around and involved in, and it was about 10 years. And I'm just glad I woke up, you know, and it just seems like never again to be around negative people. And anybody that wants to be negative, don't come near me because I don't have nothing to do with you. I just like being positive and having my own things to do, and anybody who tries to stop what I'm doing, they're not going to be in my life. You know, it's just something, that's just me. People like drama. I don't like drama. I like having a nice, peaceful life. I have a job. I don't have to use a man. You know, I'm not a woman that has to worry about using a man or trapping a man. You know, I mean, you know what I'm talking about, right? You know, something where, you know, if I have nothing else going in my life, you know, I'm not going to trap a man. That's the one thing I refuse to do. And I'm just glad in the business that I've never had to sleep with any guy. I never had to take my clothes off to get any parts or anything. And one thing I will never, ever, ever do in my life is bat my eyelashes and say, oh, look, I'm cute. You know, and I'm going to flirt with every single guy and try to think that they have a chance with me just so I can get something out of them. And there's girls that do that. And I think guys sometimes do it too, but that's one thing I've never done in the business. I've never used a guy to get something from them in the business. And I'm just proud because I can hold my head up high. And when I'm on a Jackie Chan set, I can tell him of my experiences in my life and things that I've done. And I'm going to tell Jackie, you know, everybody that's inspired me, everything that's along the way, things that happened in my life. And I've been working very, very hard for the past 10 years. With things that I'm doing. And, of course, you know, we all need a little bit of grown-up, and I need a little grown-up, too. So I've done that. And I'm just proud of everything that I'm doing in my life. I'm very happy and content because the road was very long, had a lot of ups and downs. But, you know, just being able to get this far, I got a cramp in my foot. Ow, 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 ow. I'm just rubbing my foot. I have a cramp in my foot right now. Ow, 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 ow. You ever get a cramp in your foot at a very awkward moment, like live on the air? Man, do you know how hard it is to do a talk show live on the air and keep talking after talking for 10 hours? at a job. It's exhausting. That's why I'm so overtired. So I think I'm going to end. I'm trying to think of what else I could bring up, you know. Just remember, Friday is not the end of the world. Because first of all, I'm going to a big, huge barbecue on Saturday. And I haven't worked with Jackie Chan yet. So it's not the end of the world, people. Wrong, 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 wrong. Get out of your head. Anyway, I'm looking to a lot of films. 2013, yep, 2013, lots of action films, baby, tons of Jackie Chan, Dwayne, The Rock Johnson, Vin Diesel, Donnie Yen, Jet Li, Tony Jaa, just watch out for these guys. There's tons of films with them next year. Oh, baby, you guys see what The Rock looks like? Man, The Rock looks like he ate a house. He looks like a big, huge brick wall. I am not kidding. Go look up The Rock and see how big he is. Man, he's huge, like a brick wall. You have to see what The Rock looks like. I don't know. I don't think he can fit through a regular doorway. He might have to turn sideways, but then he might get stuck still. I don't know, but he's huge. He's wicked, wicked big. And just, I mean, I think this is the biggest even before when he was wrestling, but I think he's getting back in wrestling, but man, what does that guy eat? I don't even know. It's probably, thank God he's got the money to feed himself like that because he's huge. They've got pictures of him in the gym and everything. And I'm like, man, Rock, what are you eating? I don't know. Maybe he's eating trees? I don't know, but the man's huge. And I'm so psyched. I can't wait for the Fast and the Furious 6. Man, I would love to work with Diesel. Oh, yeah, the Chronicles of Riddick, the next part, that's coming out too. I'm trying to think. G.I. Joe, yeah, that's coming out next time. Oh, yeah, Snake Eyes in Storm Shadow. Oh, my God. And why can I not remember his name? Hold on for a second. Oh, Lord. I someone has to kick me because I'm sitting here, and I know that sexy guy, and I can't think of his name. He plays Snake Eyes. Oh, my dear God, why can I never remember his name? Okay, I'm cheating. I'm going to Google right now, and I'm going to Google Snake Eyes. Hold on. Ah! Wait a minute. It didn't take me to Google. It took me to whatever. Click this. Yeah, click that, all right? Google. Okay. Come on. You guys know who I'm talking about, right? He plays Snake Eyes. He's an awesome, wicked martial artist. Hold on for a second. Snake. Yes, I am Googling it. I'm cheating. Okay. Oh, man. Man, I know him. I can picture him. There he is right there. Where's his name? Man, why? It's like on the tip of my tongue. I got pictures of him. Let me see. Snake Eyes. Oh, that's a man for you. Let's see. Oh, man. Where is it? Okay. Storm Shadow, Snake Eyes. Let's see. Okay. Maybe I'm just going to go to the G.I. Joe fan page. Where is Snake Eyes? Okay, just shoot me because I can't remember his name, and I posted him quite a few times on my Facebook, and now I can't remember his name. No, I'm not signing off until I figure out his name. Okay, hold on for 1 second. G.I. Joe, Rise of Cobra. Okay, let's see. All right. Ray Park, that's it. Why did I not remember his name? Oh, Maron Mia, I couldn't remember his name. Ray Park, yes. People, you know who I'm talking about, right? He's a wicked cool martial artist. And let's see. Okay, a little bit about Ray. Okay, he's a little bit younger than me. He was born August 23rd, 1974, Ray Park. Raymond Ray Park is a Scottish actor, stuntman, and martial artist, best known for playing Darth Maul in Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, Toad in X-Men, Snake Eyes in G.I. Joe, Rise of the Cobra, and Edgar on Heroes? Okay, I never watched Heroes, but come on, bring up the IMDb page. I want to read a little bit about Ray Park. Okay, see, full bio. Oh, he's so cute. Man, this guy can, like, twirl in a tilt any day. He's 5'10". His mini biography. Well, that's a lot. Raven Park was born in Glasgow, Scotland. He moved with his parents, younger brother, and sister to London, England. He was raised in London from the age of 7. His father introduced him into martial arts from a young age. Ray always wanted to be in the movies or be like the heroes in movies, but he was more inspired by martial arts. He began to nurture a love for martial arts from the age of 7 when his father's love of Bruce Lee, of course, film sparked a fire in the youngster's mind that would never extinguish. Specializing in the traditional Chinese Northern Shaolin Kung Fu in the Chin Wu style, Park moved on to master various other styles, most notably Wushu, in 1991 at age 16. Ray became a member of the Great Britain Wushu team competing in his first international in Beijing, China, the first World Wushu Championships. Ray was the first Wushu athlete from Great Britain and Europe to place in the top 7 in the world. He went on to compete for Great Britain for another 6 years. Ray became a fixture at martial arts exhibitions and tournaments nationally, European, and internationally, attaining gold medal for the Great Britain Wushu and Chin Wu martial arts team. Ray began teaching himself gymnastics at a young age, but felt he was missing the correct training to achieve a higher level. At age 15, he found a school that was willing to allow him to practice and use the floor space. The gymnastics training helped to improve his martial arts training and began to sit in and take seminars in coaching gymnastics. It was when he was 19 he relocated to another gymnastics gym and became one of the boys' squad coaches and further went on to be in charge of coaching recreational gymnastics throughout schools in London. Ray's boys' squad won first in the London Youth Games for Hendon Gymnastics Club. It was during one of his frequent visits to Malaysia that he was approached to audition for Mortal Kombat Annihilation 1997. Ray became martial arts advisor to one of the stunt coordinators and later landed playing one of the reptiles, Baraka, in doubling for Raiden. Conjuring memories of his youthful cinematic martial arts passion, Park attempted to learn as much as possible about the process of filmmaking, soon gaining more scenes and becoming more natural on the set. He was later contacted by stunt coordinator Nick Gillard to audition for George Lucas' prequel, Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, 1999. Offered the job by producer Rick McCallum, Park was given the creative freedom to develop his choreography by impressed Lucas and was soon gaining the confidence to develop his role to the best of his abilities. So indeed, I will be very psyched to watch Ray Park as Snake Eyes. Well, you know, excuse me. But, you know, he's all covered up anyway in the uniform. He's a Snake Eyes. That's a man for you. Can he do the flips and the kills for me any day? Anyway, I'm going to be ending the show with the song The Fighter. Now, The Fighter is by my two nephews, Sacrifice and Cardiac. The song The Fighter is one of my theme songs. And it's going to be in my film, The Dishwasher. And I've mentioned this before, but my nephew, Sacrifice, he lost his wife. You know, she was only in her 30s and left behind two young boys. And the sad thing in this world, you know, you just can't stand to think, you know, when people pass away, you know, something like cancer, and she lost her battle, it was like over a year ago, and she was just this remarkable young woman. I've never met her, but it's someone, you know, that touched many lives, and she had this, you know, this great energy about her and a spirit from everything I've learned about her. And Sarah was just this beautiful soul, and the only thing I could think in this world was, you know, like I said, I don't push my religion upon anybody what I believe. Maybe in my way, that's how I accept when people pass away. Maybe God just was looking for an angel, and he called upon Sarah. I mean, I don't know what else to tell people. You know, it's just something, what I want to do was take the song Fighter by putting it into my film, but doing a dedication to Sarah and having it in the film, you know, somewhere at the end, but I want to play this song. You know, it is dedicated to Sarah. And for all the little kids out there, because I am becoming an advocate of this film called Bullied the Movie. And, you know, I had my bullies and stuff growing up. And it's just something with The Fighter. I want to dedicate it to all the kids out there that feel alone. And it's just something where they, you know, I just want to try to stop that bad trend of kids killing themselves from being bullied. It's like astounding that kids, even as young as 9 years old, are taking their lives because they're being bullied. And I was there in the same situation. I don't know how I survived it, but here I am. And now to think about, I just like, it was a whole nother world. So all those kids out there, you know, this song is dedicated to you guys. Because you guys are fighters. You guys got to deal with those bullies every single day. And you know something, kids? To let you know, I had bullies when I was younger. And here I am, trying to get work on a set. One of the greatest martial artists and villain actor, Jackie Chan. And you know, here I am with swords and all sorts of things, nunchucks and everything. And you just never know what your life is. So I am a survivor of bullying. So for those kids out there, I want you to know that I understand. And so here, this song, The Fighter, is for you kids. Everyone, have a good night.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb of my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stop and have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose. Make it global. Put my name in the